welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
He's doing fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Can y'all
hey, Joe.
Not hear me?
Hey, Joe. Hey,
we
Joe.
Can, yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine. So how is Georgia doing right now?
Can people not hear me?
I can hear you.
Joe didn't respond to me. He mustn't hear me because I asked him an important question.
I don't know what's going on.
Neither do I, so it's all fine.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing? How is Georgia going?
Hot?
Okay.
I think I must have
steamy, Nick. Is it hot and steamy?
Sure.
This is rough.
So, this is why we usually don't do a podcast with five people, everyone.
Yeah,
Also joining us is, I screwed up the introductions already based on names.
Sorry,
Sean, it's Sean. Sean, how are you doing?
Tired.
You're tired.
I really am.
Why?
Up early this morning, worked out after work. 2 days, Joe. Get
two
on
days.
My level.
I am on a none of days right now, so, yeah. Woo. Awesome. Also joining us is Anne. Anne, how are you doing?
I think I need a better introduction than that.
Also joining us is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
Ooh, I have got my I've got my Ravenclaw lanyard on, and I am ready to go.
You're good?
And I'm excited about show number 102.
Enjoying comfort.
Hey, Mike.
Some apples.
What's up,
Mike,
bro?
Does that Ravenclaw lanyard have the right colors on it?
It's 50-50.
Does it have a raven on it?
No.
Okay, so we got that at least, right?
I got the Joe Matt style.
So can I ask a question?
No, wait,
a
I didn't.
Raven?
No. Anne, no. This is Parkscope Anne. Is that better now with an introduction?
Yes, it's better.
Okay, how are you doing, Anne?
I'm good, but wait, I have an important question.
Okay.
So if the name of the house is Ravenclaw, but the bird isn't a raven, then why does it make sense?
Correct.
Yeah, it does.
So shouldn't it be Eagle Claw?
No, the lady's name who started it was named Rowena Ravenclaw.
Well, then it should have been a raven from the start. It would have made more sense.
No.
I'm just saying. Yes.
Also, are there eagles in the UK? How do they know about eagles? I don't think there are.
I don't know, but Michael was able to sport a true Ravenclaw shirt thanks to yours truly.
With great success.
It was complimented on. But I will say that I got more high fives than my Hufflepuff. So
damn straight.
That's because Hufflepuffs are lame and they have to search out each other.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah, whatever.
You would never get
try to make each other
Slytherin.
Feel better for being in Hufflepuff.
they try to boost each other's confidence.
Wait, I got a confidence booster right here. There we go. Ah. We got some Conky Dong opening right now. This is going to be a good episode because we have a trip report, right?
Hey.
Actually, they do have golden eagles in the UK.
Oh, you just looked that up.
Thanks, Nick.
So fruited. So good.
I did. Sean had a question. I provided an answer.
Thank you,
that's
Nick.
What true teachers do.
I'll make sure I teach my students that this year.
Nick has the teacher's edition of the podcast, so he has all the answers in it.
For the record, there's more than one teacher on this podcast that should also have this teacher manual.
He's been on the podcast more.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
You trying to tell me I'm not a teacher and I can't teach and I don't have the rights to a teacher manual? What are you trying to say, Joe? Huh?
I'm going to drink my beer.
Right. Keep your mouth shut. Uh-huh. You put your foot in your mouth.
Jeez, I think Anne needs to be the new host. I don't know about you guys.
It's because I'm more likable.
Anne host.
Holy shit.
Oh,
what?
That was mean.
Dear God. I'm crying when you guys are out having fun and feeling bad. And you're like, yeah.
Please. You were there like 3 weeks ago.
No, you were there 3 weeks ago, Sean.
If I recall, Joe... You were sending me constant Snapchats the entire time you were there.
Yeah.
And then what was your response when I sent you the first
Snapchat? I don't want to get any right now. I'm having a hard time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when we were having a hard time, you just kept rubbing it in and rubbing it in. That's right.
I didn't get to ride Kong.
No, you did not, but you wanted to rub in our face that you were going to ride Kong, didn't you?
No, I didn't rub into your face.
Oh, it got rubbed in via Michael.
Not my fault. Anyway, so I'm going to have him another sip of beer, but let's start off the trip review. So we don't have any show notes, so this is going to be a ton of fun. So
none of us ever read them, Joe.
Yeah, but at least it gives me guidelines. It's you know, it's like the pirate code. It's
Nick,
less of a code
lets,
and more set of guidelines.
He never left his last English class in college. He's still using outlines.
It's right. Podcasting 101. Anyway, who wants to start?
Thursday.
Okay.
I drove a lot, but not as much as Mike.
Are you going to give us a review of Whataburger?
Whataburger would be last on this in this conversation.
Okay.
But for the record, Nick, Michael and Grace and I all drove on the way. So we all drove almost 3 hours.
Yes. Oh, well, I drove more than.
Exactly.
Because I drove almost 5 hours.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. I just got
9 hours in the car is a lot worse, though, I promise.
Okay, so Thursday, Mike.
Who went to Universal?
Woo!
We got our plastic APs.
I still don't get one.
Frozen butter beer, which, for the record, is absolutely delicious.
Yes.
I fell in love.
Mm, yeah.
Ugh.
You can have the green stuff, Joe.
It tastes like an unflavored icy they ran some butter beer through.
No,
it's
got
like
so much flavor.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes like frozen butter beer. And the lemon squash, I had that
this
time.
No, it really
that was
doesn't.
Delicious.
Lemon squash is good.
Lemon squash is awesome. Frozen butter beer is disappointing.
Lemon squash is exactly how lemonade should be.
I don't disagree.
The only thing more disappointing than frozen butter beer is butter beer ice cream.
Hot takes.
Which is garbage.
Butter beer fudge for me is all the way at the bottom.
Well, I haven't had the fudge yet, so.
What? Oh, it's good. It's just very sweet.
Yeah, it was too sweet for me. I'd rather have chocolate if it's going to be that sweet.
I didn't have any butter beer this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What?
That's it's a cold beverage.
Frozen butter beer.
Okay, Sean was only at Universal for like 5 minutes.
This is true.
What'd you say, Mike?
You were only at Universal for like 5 minutes, so it's understandable.
Was there for the entire day?
Half a day.
Mike, we got there at noon and we were there till 10 o'clock. That's longer than most Universal days when they're only open till 7 p.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, burn. I'm throwing shade.
Don't throw shade, dude. Universal's open longer than anybody else. 8 to 10 every day.
Yeah, right now. Until September when they're open from like 11 a.m. to like 6.
The Animal Kingdom's open from 9 to 11.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no one's there.
For some reason.
Because they've already dedicated themselves to it, and if they change it, it'll look incredibly
terrible. One's at Disney.
Well, that's a bigger issue we need to get into. But anyway, what about
so
this
how
trip?
About that, how about that King Kong queue, guys?
Kong. Kong.
Kong.
Kong.
Kong.
Kong.
Kong. Kong. Kong.
Let's just start with Kong.
Kong.
Yeah.
Kong.
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 Kong. Is there an echo in here?
Kong's the best. Kong's the goat, you guys.
It's so best animatronic ever.
Which one? Yes.
The Kong.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Kong gay, man.
The witch is pretty cool, too.
At this point.
The witch was awesome.
The witch is good, but...
It's a fun room,
Kong's
too.
Kong's better, though. Yeah.
It's like a mini show in there. Like, she does these incantations, and then it slowly gets more bright, more fire.
Yeah.
The worm's pretty cool, too.
Yes.
The what?
The worm.
The worm.
Yeah,
the asshole with teeth.
Cool. You mean the worm that we thought originally was poop? That one?
Who was we?
Somebody made the comment that it looked like a turd. Hmm. And then it looked at it, and then it looked at its head up. And we're like, oh, look at that.
I like the broadcasts. And I feel like they haven't gotten much play.
Because you can't hear them.
I heard every single word.
Ugh.
Like, I knew exactly what they were saying in all of them.
Okay.
They interview Frank. They interview the native girl. They interview Kate. They interview, like, the doctor who started the expedition. It's really cool. I liked them a lot.
Can we comment on the one thing that sucks about Kong? They need a heck of a lot more fans in the outdoor queue.
Yeah.
Yes.
They need
a
ton of fans in that queue.
Mm-hmm.
It gets bad.
Yeah, especially in, like, the jungle portion.
Oh, there are so many switchbacks.
Mm-hmm. So many switchbacks.
Oh, God.
Oh, and at night, they need to be able to bring you outside.
Well, the outside was just broken the second day over there.
I thought it was just because it was nighttime.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You only don't go outside when it rains.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, so I didn't get to see the outside portion.
It's so much fun.
Kong.
Cool. So what more about the queue?
Scare actor's fun.
What about Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, scare actor's fun.
They have little artifacts in the outside part of the queue for you to look at.
I don't want to say I'm disappointed in the queue.
Oh, Sean.
But it's a lot more sparse than I was expecting.
Hater.
It was overhyped.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was overhyped.
Well,
big time.
For somebody who wasn't listening to all the promo or anything like y'all were, it was awesome.
No, it's a really good queue, but it's not as good as Forbidden Journey. It's not as good as Gringotts.
Or Indiana Jones.
It's not as good as Indiana Jones.
Okay, I haven't been to Indiana Jones, guys, so.
Yeah, but it's a good queue, but I think they... Like, I think there could have been more of the... Like, there's the native projection.
Yeah.
I think there could have been more things like that.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But it was really good. Like, everything from The Witch on is awesome. But there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's basically the very end of the queue.
Yeah.
So... But, again, it's a good queue. And it would also help if they had been running the trucks outside the day I was there. Like, that outside portion would have had a lot more energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
So what about some of the special effects in the queue? Like, there's the Musian native they have.
That looks really good.
That's right at the beginning, I think.
It is.
Yeah, it's like the second room on the inside.
I think they probably should have put the worm closer to the front.
Yeah.
Like, outside?
Yeah, because by the time you're there, you really don't need to have it there because you're watching all the.
Yeah, you're looking at the load platforms.
It's loading real quick. Yeah,
that's where the worm is now. There's probably have, like, a projector screen, like, giving you a small breakdown of what's going on.
Yeah,
like
or
in Indiana Jones.
In, like, not the first room when you get in where, like, the statues are, but the second big room where the switchbacks are.
Yeah,
they could have had, like, okay, so you know when you walk in the mummy, and they give you kind of like a premise. For everything, they could have given you like a little like video, like a projection.
They
outside
have
outside somewhere. They would have given you like.
Well, you can't have the projection outside.
Yeah, and in Indiana Jones queue, they have a old timey projector, and they have it like showing like a newsreel from the 1920s.
Yeah,
I think that would have been perfect in that second area. It sounds like what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then you could have Sala also doing the narration for it.
Just for the hell of it.
So what about that witch audio animatronic and that whole room?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The loop's a little short, but it's good.
Cool. And how are the scare actors?
The scare actor?
Scaring the shit out of people.
How is the scare actor?
I didn't see him, basically. Like, he got people in front of us and then people behind us, but I didn't really see him.
Their costume is so good.
Yeah.
The costume's good. It's been way overblown.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious how people overblew it.
Yeah.
Is it cultural appropriation?
Of course.
Yeah. Everything
no,
is.
No, because it's a fictional... It's a fictional culture.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Anything else about the queue, load area, anything like that? The load, I've always thought, looked pretty cool with how it contrasts with the rest. Like, the whole queue looks really reddish, orangish, but the load area is green and blue, and I think that's a really cool...
There's no red, except for the witch room.
Well, I'm thinking of, like, orange, kind of like a brown kind of, you know, that kind of color.
It's all gray.
It's all black.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was just the video I saw. Well, never mind.
Yeah, it must be.
Never mind then.
And white skulls.
All right, cool. Anyway.
The music is so good.
So much fun.
So the animatronics on the truck look a lot better than I thought they were going to.
Yeah. They serve their purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're not the greatest thing you've ever seen, but...
They work.
They look lifelike enough.
Yeah.
I had the same driver both times. I had Will both times, which was slightly disappointing. But
we had Jinx Costanzo.
Yep. And Will. Frank. I had Will twice and Jinx once.
It seems like the native is the best one to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. I don't know. It just sounds a little bit better, but whatever.
Yeah, but where there's a will, there's a way.
Serenity now.
So, how was the ride? I mean, let's get into it. Just like
it's so good,
just
y'all.
Dive into it.
So it's, much it's, fun.
It yes. is a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's. I don't know why people don't like it. It's great.
Well, I think
dumb.
One possible
people are haters.
Well, one possible reason is, you know, the IU guys do have Kong 360.
Oh well,
in Hollywood. So I mean,
yeah, but this adds so much more to that.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I'm just saying that's a part. So
I think there's a scene missing at the end, but other than that, it's fun. Yeah. You need some kind of closure with Kate.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
At the end, she's like, I'm all right. I was like, what?
Yeah. I wish you would have seen or an even extra at the scene or something.
Well, even they could have even done it in the exit queue if they just had like an AA of her standing there, like saying,
or amusing.
Something. There's just no closure.
Kong should have showed up and saved her.
Right. Yeah.
Like, she should have been in the 360 scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she should have, she should be in the Kong scene. Like, if there's any budget cuts, I feel like it's that. It's that she clearly should have been in the 360 scene, and there clearly should have been a figure of her in the Kong scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, like, these are this. Other than maybe Spider-Man, I think this is the best use of screens that they've ever done.
Yeah.
It's for sure the best use of water effects.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Effects.
Like... Normally, it's some stupid stuff, but I loved the water effects of this.
It works.
Every time a bug exploded and splattered me with bug guts, I was like, yes, I love this ride.
Yes, queen, yes.
The T-Rex closes its mouth and spit goes all over you.
Yeah, and it's because it's not just like a little spurt. It's like they're literally chucking water at you. Oh, it's so good. I like the beginning with the skeleton and the bats. Mm-hmm. The bats, you know, they're nothing special, but they're nice.
They look good.
Yeah.
For what they are.
Like, what else would a bat be doing if it was hanging upside down? It would just be doing that.
It'd be talking to you and telling you jokes and taking off its ear, right?
Yeah.
Too soon.
I love it. I don't really, other than the whole Kate situation, I don't have a complaint about it.
And okay. She's totally badass.
Yeah. Yeah, she just, I just don't like it that she disappears and then at the end she's like, oh, I'm okay, by the way. BT dubs.
Okay.
The 360 scene is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I liked that way more than I was expecting to like it.
Oh, yeah. It works really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though, how, it, like, when it ends, like, you can tell that, like, that you're going out the screen room.
Yeah.
Instead of like having like some animation still going of like the forest or something as you pull out, like it just goes to a blank screen.
I guess they're trying to adjust your eyes to the next scene with Kong. Because when you go into this 360 scene, it's set up already. When you leave, it's the same color as the tunnel going into darkness. That's the only thing I can think.
That's true.
They're trying to adjust your eyes real quick so you can appreciate what's fixing to come.
It's just kind of weird, the ending, like the way, I don't know. It was just weird.
They could have done a little bit better. It sounds like they could have like simulated you driving into the tunnel and then actually had you driving in the tunnel as opposed to just cut to black. Maybe they could have had like
the projected bricks or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like into Diagon Alley, Harry.
and then Kong. Kong is amazing. Yeah, that is one of the best animatronics as far as facial expressions.
So good. And you're in there for quite a while.
Yeah. What was that bullshit? That's what I wanted to... I forgot to comment on that. The bullshit where everyone was like, you don't see him long enough. You're in there for what feels like forever. Like, it's awesome. Like, it doesn't break the immersion of him being a robot or anything. Like, you know, he still looks realistic. But, like, you're in there for a long time.
Yeah. It feels like a good minute, if not more.
Yeah, it's probably not that long, but it feels like you're in there.
You're in there for, like, you're in there for a solid 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Not a minute, but you're there for a bit.
Whoever said you didn't see him long enough, that is complete and utter bullshit.
That's just somebody who wants to just stand there and gawk at him for like 30 minutes.
Which I mean, fair enough, but yeah. So, Anne, what's your final review?
A million thumbs up.
A million?
A million.
High-fiving a million angels.
Oh, I am an angel, so.
Okay. I don't know how to respond to that.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
So, you guys, what do you guys think?
Like I said on Twitter, I put it below Spider-Man and Gringotts, but, you know, top three Universal Orlando.
Cool.
Actually, I might put it above Gringotts. I haven't decided yet. I need to see the outside part.
Whew.
Mike?
It's a top five UO attraction.
Okay.
I pretty much agree with Sean. I give it 4.5 y'alls out of 5.
Oh, that's a good rating system.
Y'all, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Lane's here. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, let him in.
Lane?
No, the joke was that Sean sounded like it. He's like, y'all, I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, we did that the entire time we were there. We impersonated Lane the entire weekend.
Y'all, it's going to be so much fun. Here, let me buy you a beer. Oh, you don't want it. I'll drink it instead.
I'm just so happy to be her theme park friends.
Y'all, we saw that big monkey. It was awesome. Lane.
I can't wait to ride that with Lane. It's going to be so much fun, for real.
I can't wait to go to Volcano Bay with Lane. He's going to be so relaxed, he's literally just going to melt into the water.
I just want to be there with Lane so we can get that the double two-story cabana. Yeah. That's going to be a good time, yeah.
He might decide to build that by his carriage house.
With his TTA.
Back and forth.
Is it okay if I bring the Yeti on to Kong, y'all? Anyway, Kong, thumbs up all around?
Thumbs up.
Yeah, and I'm really disappointed now that we're going to get two shitty rides the next few years.
Well, now I'm a little bit more encouraged about Fast and Furious.
I'm not.
It's going to be the same thing is what I'm afraid, and that's just, it's going to be like, you don't need that again.
Well,
Kong be Kong and do something different with Fast and Furious.
My worry is that people like King Kong 360 at Universal Studios Hollywood, which is this base is around, which it's based around. People don't like Fast and the Furious,
right?
So you're building it around something that no one likes to begin with. So, I don't know. That's my hot take on that.
Oh, well, at least we get Volcano Bay next year.
Yay. Volcano Bay, all the good stuff.
But Kong is the clear number one domestically this year.
Oh, God.
Not even close. You know, I don't know what other people are thinking.
So let's, do you want to bump around or do you kind of want to stay with the resorts and move them around? Or how do you want to do this structured? Day by day?
Yeah. Day by day.
Day by day? Okay, so Thursday, what did you guys do? Besides
we
Kong.
We had our tailgate at Four Wilderness.
At the cabin.
With the worst grill you've seen in your life.
Yeah. Hey, it worked.
It worked, it though.
That's all that matters when it comes to a grill.
Grill Master Michael.
It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tinfoil the fool out of that thing.
We engineered a tinfoil grill. Cabins in Fort Wilderness are awesome, minus they need the Cabana Bay bathroom setup.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything's in the bathroom where the Cabana Bay Suites, you know, you have, like, the toilets in one room, the sink, and then the shower in the sink.
That's such a good setup.
It really is.
It's so good.
And it should have been built by Bay Lake.
I would have liked it to be closer to, being closer to the main, you know, the eatery and stuff like that. But
that was kind of our look of the draw, though. Don't they have some down there by the?
No,
they don't.
No, they're all up front.
Cabins are in the front.
Okay. I mean, the cabin's amazing, though. It's really nice. It's a good place
to
stay.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you have a good group of people going, it's great. Good place.
Yeah, and I think especially if you're going to be going to doing Disney stuff, for the majority, it might be worth it to rent the golf cart.
Yeah.
So
You can get to the Magic Kingdom transportation easily, you know, a lot easier rather than waiting for the bus. Even though, I mean, the buses weren't terrible, it's still just a pain having to wait around.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's the variable of not knowing when the bus will come. So,
right.
Well, we got lucky. We got there and the bus came a minute later, but you could have been sitting there.
Yeah.
You could have walked up and the bus could have been leaving.
Yeah. Which I think, did that happen to us, Sean?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
We didn't wait that long, but you're still waiting.
Yeah, it was about 10 minutes or so.
So to clarify, if people who don't know, there are two internal bus systems at Fort Wilderness. There's one that goes to the settlement, which is where Pioneer Hall and the boat launches are. And then there's another one that takes you up front to the buses to the different parks and to Disney Springs. So each camping area has a bus stop. So you wait there, and one side of the road is to the front, and one side of the road is to the back.
Yeah,
I think was how I understood it.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I got it, too. Yeah.
Now, the cabins, you get one parking space, but we parked two cars there. But we got in trouble one day.
Well, the only day we left our car there.
Yeah.
I mean, they say as long as you can fit it mostly on the pad, you'll be fine. And some of the pads are bigger than others. Like some cabins, they have a bigger concrete area to pull a car than, you know, some of the other ones. We had a bigger space than some of them.
Yeah, but we did.
So you can drive to Epcot Studios and Animal Kingdom, but for Magic Kingdom, you have to take the bus to the boat launch and then take the boat to Magic Kingdom. So it's an extra step. You know, no matter what you did, you can't drive to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out great. I mean, for Disney transportation, it wasn't that big of a deal. It worked good for what it was, so.
Yeah. And it's a pretty long drive to Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a decent haul. But yeah, the cabins are really nice inside. I slept on one of the bunk beds, which I was slightly worried was going to be too small. From pictures, but it was a fine size. My feet touched the back of the, because obviously there's sides around the bunk bed. The bottom of my foot touched it, but it didn't bother me.
It didn't interfere with Huckle sleeping.
No, it did not. It's really hard to interfere with me sleeping. Nick did his best, though.
I tried, man.
Nick's snore sounds like someone revving a chainsaw, but they can't get it started.
It's yours does too, so.
No, mine is very infrequent. Mine does not have a cadence to it.
Sean's is sporadic. Mine is consistent white noise.
Yes. Nick's is like, it's like. Like perfectly spaced, the same length each time.
Me and my dog rotate whenever I'm home, so I snore and then my dog snores and I snore and then my dog snores.
You may have sleep apnea. You may want to get that checked out.
No, apnea is like you stop.
I don't have sleep apnea.
Okay, yeah. Good.
He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop breathing. It's literally same thing each time.
Yeah. Runs in the family. What can I say?
Well, same. Mine builds.
Yeah, it does.
Mine builds to a crescendo, then drops off. When it drops off, that's when you have like you got like 10 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes.
Start going again, huh?
5 to 10 minutes, and then you start back.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm sure people don't care about our snoring habits. So
I'm bringing earplugs. So anyway, what about theme parks?
No, you can just in the fall. You can just sleep on the pullout couch in the other room.
Well, that's earplugs. What, Sean? We're not sharing another bed again?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'll bring earplugs. Anyway, what about theme parks, y'all?
So that one. Go ahead, Nick.
I was gonna say what we started off at. Epcot.
You started off at Mepcot.
So
we went to Soaring.
Talking about snoring.
Well, we were waiting for them to get in, so we went and rode Imagination.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because we were waiting for them.
Why do you hate your life so much? You have Living with the Land right there.
You shut your mouth right now.
Living with the Land.
You shut your mouth right now.
We did that together.
Imagination is a garbage ride.
It is reminiscent of my childhood.
No.
No, it's not. You are lying to yourself.
Painful. Oh.
I need to show her the YouTube video. I need to show her
the YouTube video. I remember when that ride was good.
We all remember when the ride was good. We all remember when there used to be a turntable and a second story that wasn't just closed to DVC members.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's about as bad as you remember.
All I'm saying is... Living with the Land is a great boat ride.
We did that.
You should have done that again, or Nemo or something.
We did it together.
Joe, we knew they weren't too far behind, and I knew we could just walk on Imagination, so we just did that.
What about Some of All Thrills?
That's not even close to Soarin'.
I thought it is. I thought it's on that side. Was it on the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Energy. Oops, sorry. Never mind.
And it's
hey, guys, who did you get a selfie with? I'm sorry. I'm skipping ahead.
We're not there yet.
And you're skipping.
I'm throwing y'all for a loop. I'm making sure you're still awake.
So then we went to Soarin'. We waited like probably half an hour.
We had fun with the trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean likes to think he's a smarty farty.
Well, I am, but
yeah.
Well, we are engineers, so we are the most brilliant people.
So we did do Soarin'. It's
a thing.
It's a ride.
It's fine.
It's all right.
How's
it's
the Taj Mahal?
Oh God!
I don't know, but the Eiffel Tower looks like a giant dick.
First thing I said to you, Sean.
Me and Nick literally looked at each other at the Eiffel Tower scene and were like, "That looks like a dick."
Uh huh.
Such vulgar language.
I'm sorry. It curves. It even curves.
It does curve. It looks stupid. Dick.
It curves and it has like a bulbous top. So I mean,
if anyone listening to this podcast doesn't know what a dick looks like, we apologize. It's not a surprise anymore.
Trust me, they have. If they're still listening to us, they are totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You never know. You might have just scarred someone's life.
They deserved it.
Curved with a bulbous top, everyone. Thank you.
Hey. I called him like a
tsunami. Jeez.
But yeah, it's fine. I don't know. The man-made structure scenes don't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Taj Mahal looks like a PlayStation 2 video game.
I don't know.
Yeah, Taj Mahal shouldn't have been included.
Huh?
They should have found something else besides the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
It's I don't think it's as good as the first one.
No.
But whatever.
Reportedly, the issue was that when people did the survey of top places they top places like they understood and like could recognize around the world, Taj Mahal was really high up there.
Okay, what about Stonehenge, people?
But the issue is that you can't film at the Taj Mahal.
Right.
Right. Yeah, like, but, so why don't you film Stonehenge?
Why wouldn't you swoop by Tower Bridge by the London Eye and go over to Big Ben and put that in?
You own freaking Industrial Light and Magic. You can do a Taj Mahal that doesn't look like shit.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it looks bad.
Well,
it's
terrible.
But that also plays in the whole entire issue of being like put into the 360, not 360, but the IMAX screen, is that there is so much distortion that wasn't visible in.
No, Joe. This is like 1995, 96 era Jurassic Park quality CGI.
No, please don't insult Jurassic Park like that.
But no, the scent is good. The jasmine scent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dissing Jurassic Park, but I'm saying, like, if you go and you look at Jurassic Park now, you can tell, okay, that's obviously CGI, and that's how obvious this is. For the time, Jurassic Park was great, and if this was in 1995, you probably wouldn't be, you know the difference. But now, you know, it looks like something CGI that you would see on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, what do you guys think of Soarin' around the world?
Meh.
It could have been better, but it wasn't horrible.
I don't need to do it again.
Ooh.
Burn.
I also don't think the music's as good.
Yeah.
I kind of got... I watched a YouTube video of it, so I can't actually tell you how I feel about it, but the music wasn't working for me.
So, the music sounds... fake, almost?
It seems to have the same...
Like, it doesn't sound like an orchestra did it.
It has what it sounded like was it was the same theme, but they probably spliced it up between an orchestra and then some digital and then some foreign instruments and stuff like that. So it kind of was meshed quite a bit.
So if it's a short line, I'd do it, but it's not something that I need to like plan on going on ever again.
The trivia is fun, though.
Yeah.
That's an improvement.
Well, when the ride first came out, it had something similar to that, and they ditched it for those stupid games,
mm-hmm.
which, let's just get it out there now, interactive cues are terrible.
Garbage.
Across the board.
Yeah.
All are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so from there we did Living with the Land, which is still cool. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, minus crocodiles.
Oh, yeah. They removed the fake crocodile and the live alligators.
Well, the live alligators.
They have a tarp around the fence around the live alligators. They might still be in there, but you couldn't see them from the boat.
Yeah. So stupid.
It's so dumb.
And then when we got out, I think Frozen was listed at an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we said,
what
went
the hell?
Frozen.
Let's go try. And we did it.
And it was only like a half an hour.
Yeah. And it's a thing.
It's fine.
It's going to be a wonderful ride for all little kids who love Frozen and for everybody else that loves Frozen. Some of the animatronics could have been a lot better.
But Anne, does it fit into Epcot?
No.
That ship has sailed.
It belongs in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, clearly that ship has sailed because what's coming now is even worse.
Yeah.
Like, at least you can make some kind of case for Frozen.
Yeah.
No, you really can't. No.
You cannot make a case for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is not happening. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Happening. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
We'll see.
I kind of want it to happen just because it's so dumb. I want to see what happens.
I want that and my hypercoaster.
Might as well at this point. Shit. So Frozen.
So Frozen's, it starts out fine. The queue's really cool.
Yeah. Sven is awesome.
Yeah, but the Sven and the
first couple
Sven
scenes are fine. Awesome.
But, like, there's no... The story completely falls apart once you go up the lift hill.
Oh, once you go up the lift hill, it's garbage. Everything above the lift hill is terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That Elsa AA looks like she's going through an exorcism. Hard stance looks awful.
Yeah.
Like, her arms are weird color.
Yep.
It, like, doesn't match her face at all.
I mean, like, it looks like someone put a burlap sack over her arms compared to the rest of her body.
Yeah. So once you go up the lift hill, then it's like a early 90s Disney Channel music video of Let It Go. With Elsa just popping up randomly on screens.
Basically. Yeah.
And then the giant, and then Marshmallow pops up and goes, I'm free for some reason.
Marshmallow and all the little tiny little guys.
Yeah, and then you go down
so
the hill.
So random.
You go down
and
the
hill.
They
wave at you.
And
then
yeah,
Olaf's
like,
singing you about summer for some reason.
Olaf and Elsa and Anna are like, oh, bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
greatest Disney dark ride of all time!
All time, y'all.
So good.
How anybody could like that over Kong, I do not know.
No, that's insane.
Yeah, agreed.
They could have left the polar bear. Is all I'm saying.
They could have,
and it would have fit. It would have been fine.
They could have left the polar bear. Literally, where he was is just a blank wall. Elsa's face doesn't even get projected onto it. It's just a blank wall.
Right.
Bring back the anorexic polar bear.
It's all I want.
And like, there's this weird thing with the projected faces where the projection doesn't meet up with the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a weird color gap.
It looks good with the dwarves because they're all like bearded and like they're really cartoony.
They have beards and hats.
The Anna and Elsa ones do not work.
It looks good with the little rock trolls, too.
Yeah.
Those look good.
Oh, and that scene, there's a weird screen, too, where they show, like, some reenactment.
Yeah.
Where that also.
He, like, summons memory or something, and it, you know, whatever.
It's a cute ride, but it's...
But it's not even Little Mermaid level. It's
okay, if it had been at Magic Kingdom, it would have been a lot better because of the fact that it was at Magic Kingdom.
And
it'd
have higher capacity, probably.
But
and
it doesn't
been...
live up to Little Mermaid, so why
not? No, I think Little Mermaid's a better ride. I agree with
that. No, definitely.
Well, the Little Mermaid is just like, well, let's just go through the movie. This is like they tried to do some type of a new story instead of just trying to go through the movie, and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to do anything, you could... give the same criticism you give Kong, where the story falls apart.
Yeah.
Like, the first half doesn't match up with the last half.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with this ride.
I like it, but it's not great.
It's something.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is way better than Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I think we can establish there's just better rides than Frozen.
Grand Fiesta Tour is better than Frozen.
In the case that
and
I can just walk right onto
Frozen.
It, sure.
And I will say that this ride was a eye-opening experience for me in that it kind of reminded me about what Epcot's supposed to be. And this is totally not it. Like, we went from Living with the Land to this, and it's like the biggest, jarring transition.
Yeah, Michael found himself singing Let It Go the rest of the trip.
Well, you just have to do it. This is everywhere.
Get ready to feel that way when friggin' Avatar opens at Animal Kingdom.
What song do you sing from Avatar?
No, he's talking about the, he's talking about the transition from what Animal Kingdom is to...
Oh.
Avatar.
Blue sex kittens.
They have sex with their tails!
They have sex with their tails!
Boop, boop.
Anyway, right. Next we went to Animal Kingdom.
No, we did Test Track, which is so much
y'all
fun.
Y'all did Track.
Oh,
Test Track was awesome.
We had the most capable vehicle of the day.
But Grace and ours was way more cool. Our design was way better.
We had sparkles and speakers in our truck bed. Our entire truck bed was filled with speakers.
Did y'all really?
Yes.
Oh.
We were bumping.
It's a lot of fun.
It's garbage, but it's fun garbage.
We did Grand Fiesta Tour also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing we did.
And we met.
Oh,
Garness.
I forgot.
Yes.
The essence of Norway.
We met the man who gave the smell to a World Showcase.
Oh, so good.
Yes. What? And then we got free samples.
What the hell are you talking about?
Joe, he created the perfumes and the...
Layla.
The perfume
in Norway, dude.
The perfume in Norway that you smell as you exit the rod. It's always been there.
Still have no idea what you're talking about.
What? No, right. Joe.
There's something wrong with Joe. Just let it go, guys.
All right, Joe. Huh? You remember when you exit out, you got off of Maelstrom. There was the wood room that had the sweaters. Then there's the room with the troll. Then you have the little blue room that had all the perfume in it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the whole pavilion smells like
it. That guy did that.
He did the room?
The perfume.
No, he did the perfume.
Why was he there?
Because he lives there.
Okay. Sure. Let's just go with that. Okay.
Disappointing me right now.
You're breaking my heart.
There's clearly something I'm totally missing at this whole thing. So, yeah. Anyway.
The essence of Norway.
It's what all the Norway people smell like.
Oh, it's delightful.
All the Norwegians, per se?
Do you think the entire country smells like that? I hope
yes,
it does.
In my mind it does.
Even the prisons smell like that there.
Anyway. Then we went to Animal Kingdom. We were going to do Spaceship Earth, but it was a long line and FF.
Yeah.
We went to Sanaa first.
Yes.
Yeah, we went to Sanaa.
Sanaa was fantastic.
And I found out that Animal Kingdom Lodge DVC has a parking structure. How about that?
Yeah.
A really,
yes, they
really
do.
Weird, awkward one with no theming or anything. It's like real, real weird.
So we had a nice meal there.
Mm-hmm.
Got the bread service. Then we went to Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
And walked on the safari. Literally
walked on.
Yeah.
And one of the load platforms was closed. They only had one load platform open, and we walked right on.
And we saw a hippo outside of water.
He was walking around and yawning.
Yeah.
He was trolling birds.
He was just chasing the birds around.
It was amazing.
We
did the nature trails. Yeah.
We did the nature
trails.
And Everest.
Which was also a very short wait.
Yeah, we all did standby and like we're only like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was pretty much a walk on. It took
So was Dinosaur.
And then we did Dinosaur.
I think Dinosaur had a longer wait than Everest.
Just because of the pre-show.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they always have to override those safety precautions, so clearly.
And then me and Jen did It's Tough to Be a Bug while y'all went to Nomad Lounge. And we
Nomad Lounge!
Nomad Lounge, y'all. It's awesome. So much fun.
For now.
Oh, it smells so good, and there's nobody in there. And you get beer samples.
Yeah.
And tall glasses of water.
It's nice.
Drinks.
There's Pokemon in there.
There's Pokemon everywhere, guys.
Yeah, there's so many Pokemon in Orlando. It's awesome. Because everyone, when they're in line, just drops lures. It's fantastic. I love it.
Nomad Lounge is a lot of fun. It's really chill. Good servers. Very attentive. The Kungaloosh Excursion Spiced Ale is tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like a Christmas ale, if you want a comparison.
It's okay. Pretty good.
But if you're unsure, you can get a small sample.
Yeah, like that's what I did. I didn't have a full glass of it. It was good, but I just felt like it was not what I wanted in the 100 degree.
Yeah. And then there's some good cocktails there.
Yes. But don't ask for the name of mine, but it was delicious.
It's really just an upscale chill place.
Yeah. It's going to get bombarded when Avatar opens.
Uh-huh.
But for now, it's great.
Such a shame. We saw that the dragon rocks are still there.
Yes.
Yep. And then
We left Epcot. We left Animal Kingdom, and the sky started to fall.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thought the world was going to end for a minute.
It was bad.
And then we went to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, we went to Hollywood Studios, and me, Nick, and Jen went to the launch bay.
Well, first we did premium parking.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Right. Yes, we did.
Quote, unquote, did premium parking.
Yeah. There was no one telling you where to park, so we just went up to the front and parked.
Yeah, so then the three of us went to launch bay.
Kylo Ren.
They braved the rain. We waited out the rain a little bit longer.
As we all know, Michael is the Wicked Witch of the West and will melt if he gets wet. So
correct.
We went into launch bay.
We walked into launch bay and stormtroopers were walking at us.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was pretty cool. So then we went to meet Kylo Ren,
mm-hmm.
Which was awesome. That might be my favorite meet and greet that I've ever done.
That and Chewie, both of them were really
cool. So Kylo Ren has, apparently, Nick, it's like in his hand movements.
Is it?
Yeah, that's allegedly what it is. So he's like, he saw that there were three of us and he's like, oh, so you think there's safety in numbers and blah, blah, and like, he's talking to us and like taunting us the entire time. It was really cool.
I don't know what to say because I'm like, oh, Kylo Ren's talking to me.
Like, I wanted to respond, but I couldn't because I just wanted to hear what else he was going to say to me. And then we went over and met Chewie, which was also cool. Like, he can – the actor can open up the mouth and he can roar and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're two good meet and greets. I like Launch Bay. Launch Bay's fine for what it is.
Yeah.
Minus the Hall of Disney Infinity, which isn't even a game anymore.
John Vignacchi, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Johnny V. Yeah, Launch Bay was cool. I liked Launch Bay. It's a nice little diversion. I mean, the park needs all it can get. And it's got good character meet and greets.
There's like four attractions in that park listed on that park list that are in there. Of the 11 things, like four of them are in Launch Bay.
Yeah. You guys were at Tower while we were there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Tower was awesome. I was unusually super nervous the entire time. And then right after the first drop, I said I was going again. For some reason, whenever I'm getting ready to get on that ride, my stomach just will not stop, like, turning. And I get super nervous. I don't know why. Because I love those kinds of rides. But it is what it is.
Yeah, we did it later in the night. Me and Nick.
Well, and, we did it. We did it twice.
Oh, yeah. You did, yes. I forgot. You did come with us.
Yes.
We all did it together.
Yeah, I forgot.
Together forever. Heart.
I love
Hashtag
that ride.
Blessed.
And then Toy Story?
Yeah. Yes. And then...
We all did Toy Story. What did we do after Tower?
We had dinner, and then we did Toy Story.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then we all met up for Tower again.
We walked on the Toy Story.
So what about Toy Story?
We did the third track.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, I love Toy Story. I love that. I love that ride. I don't care what anyone says. I love that ride.
And then
I thought it was cool, but for the record, I absolutely suck at those games.
I guess
I'm the worst at Toy Story.
I guess everyone knows now that Potato Head's gone.
Yeah.
He's quote unquote coming back.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't get it, but okay.
The Star Wars fireworks were delayed.
Yeah.
Because of the weather, I guess.
Yeah.
They ran like an hour late.
Not an hour.
It was close.
It was close to it.
Yeah. Because we ate.
Yeah.
Me, Nick, and Jen went to 50s. And, like, the fireworks were starting as we were finishing up our meal.
And we had our, and what, our ADR was at, like, 9 or something like that?
Yeah.
And we were finishing up at 10, so.
Okay.
I think they were supposed to start at 9:30, so they're 30 minutes late.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Because we actually saw a little bit of them.
The projection's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clearly not set up for anyone outside of like the immediate area to see.
The hub, yeah. And I don't even know if you could see everything from the hub, could you?
So it's a Steve Davison show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like one spot to see everything.
But yeah, like the projections are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They look really good.
And the lasers are good.
Yeah. It looks good. I mean, it looked like a good fireworks show. So no complaints.
The fireworks are launched from a really weird position.
Yeah.
That's the new fireworks location, like across the street.
It's so they can keep Toy Story Land open.
And do construction.
Yeah, construction, sure.
So, but it was a very good show.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Is this fireworks show going to be ran nightly from now on?
I would assume.
Because my cousin's going down in November, and I was trying to lay stuff out for her, kind of what I would do by day. And they're not on the schedule in November. So I didn't know if it was just like, you know, well, we just haven't put it on there because we're Disney and we haven't updated our website. Or if it was just for the Awakened Summer thing and then they're going to do it at like the high times and stuff.
Could be.
Anyway. Sidebar.
We did a great movie, Ryan.
Yeah, we did.
And we did Coaster, and they had the new interactive concert posters.
Oh, that's right.
And for the record, some people got way more love than they deserved.
Yeah, and like the same names keep popping up.
Yeah.
Same two names popped up like 5 times. I'm like, not cool. I wanted to see my name.
Yeah.
Grace saw her name on Everest. Michael saw his name on Rock and Roller Coaster. My name never popped up because nobody loves me.
All of us were on Space Mountain.
It was on Space Mountain. Yeah, we all were on Space Mountain.
Whole squad.
Said Delma.
It did. I think this might have been my first time ever doing the Turner Classic Movies Great Movie Ride.
It was
not sure.
I'm so sorry.
It's not bad.
It's rough.
It's not rough.
It's not that bad.
It's not as good. I don't think it's as good. I think it's a little awkward at places, but
yeah.
I do like how, what's the guy from Turner Classic Movies name?
Osborne,
Turner.
I like how when the gangster's like overtaking the car, he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's like, that's pretty funny. I do like the final montage. I like it a lot better.
Kong.
Yeah. Kong's in it. And we were chanting Kong when he showed
up. Yes.
Whenever
there was a lot of chanting Kong the entire time.
Yes. There was a lot of imitating Lane Nichols and a lot of chanting Kong.
Yeah.
Whenever that curtain opens up though, after like they do the thing and you're pulling into the unload and up there they have this new screen and Kong is the first thing you see and he's just and got
it,
his fist
it
raised
looks like
up.
He's fist pumping.
Yeah. It's so awesome.
Kong. Oh, good times.
And then what, we went back to the cabin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. Then the next day we went to the Magic Kingdom. Yay!
We
rope dropped Mern Train.
Yep.
Which, that line, when there's no fast pass, flies.
Mm-hmm.
It goes so fast.
Told you.
And at a half hour wait, Mine Train is an awesome ride. Anything longer than that, we waited a half hour, we got on the ride, and I was like, Mern Train, you're awesome. Yeah. I love you, Mern Train.
Yes.
But, you know, that's with, like, if you rope drop it, awesome. You're going to have a good time. If you have to plan your day around it, not as good.
But that's the kind of modern day attraction I expect from them.
Yeah.
Not Frozen.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Mine Train's way better than Frozen is.
It's got better interactive things to do while you're in line, too.
No.
It holds up the line, though, which sucks.
It's so bad.
All interactive cues are garbage.
Q kids throw water on you in that queue and they play with the little jewels forever.
Maybe you just gotta push them along or cut them. That'll get them moving.
I also think it's weird that they didn't enclose that entire, like, cottage area.
Eh.
Because that queue gets hot. But
they wanted
to ensure...
It wasn't
that bad to me.
They wanted to ensure that you saw the beams that they had flown in from that scar, right, wherever it was.
The $250,000 beams.
Yeah.
Jeez.
While we were doing that, Jen got on, like, 4 rides.
Yeah, she did.
Jen went on
Pan,
and
yes,
Mermaid.
Pan was
Mermaid.
Wonderful, but people abused the flipping queues, man.
Oh, yeah, people abused the Frozen queue, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a broken handle on Frozen.
There's, well, a broken handle, and, like, they're ripping the paper, or, like, what, you know, and it's, yeah.
What, there was a guy in front of us, the Frozen queue, when we went to whatever Oaken's place is called, and he was like touching everything on the shelf trying
everything.
To see if he could move something.
He
literally everything.
It was like he had OCD and he had to, once he touched one thing, he had to touch everything else. And he was like 50. He wasn't even like, ugh. People are the worst.
Can we talk about how bad Pan looks? The ride,
oh,
like,
God.
Oh well, it's looked terrible for like 20 years.
Pan is wonderful. Y'all stop it. It's a classic.
Hey Mike, can you show Anne the video of Pan at Shanghai Disneyland?
Oh my God, it looks so good! I want to rip out everything and build that there.
We just they make something called Dust Buster. They need to use that on Pan.
Whew, it's rough, man.
It's really bad.
They accidentally subscribe to the Haunted Mansion idea of maintenance for the ride.
You see better dark rides at a regional park, probably.
Oh yeah, Monster Plantation's better at Six Flags Over Georgia than that.
Oh, sidebar: Six Flags Great Adventures getting the Justice League. Woo!
So
which
so
we found
Six
out
Flags
in the Pan.
Over Georgia.
Oh yeah, we did find that out in the Pan queue.
Yeah, because that line never moves.
The
new queue's nice, though. That was my first time going through there.
It is.
There's a piece of furniture in the Darling bedroom that everybody's putting coins and Sorcerer's and Magic Kingdom cards into. I don't know how they get them in there.
Why do they do this? Because they do it at Everest, too.
Because they can.
And then at Big Thunder Mountain, they throw coins on the roof.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
Because one person did it, and then everybody saw it, and they were like, oh, I got to do it, too.
That's all
it is. One person did it because they were stupid, and everybody else has to do it.
Every attraction needs a metal detector. Hard stance.
Pan looks like garbage.
It looks really bad.
Rip it out. Build the Shanghai one.
Haunted Mansion was fun.
Haunted Mansion looked good, except for the stretch rooms, which looked terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's just out on us.
They turn off the interactive stuff.
Peter Pan and Haunted Mansion bullshit down on us.
Well,
let's just let off people.
For wheelchair things.
Yeah.
Oh. But Mansion stretch rooms, I've been harping on this for, I feel like, this entire year, because they were bad in January when I was there.
There were speakers out. There's ripped wallpaper.
Yeah, there's speakers that like are not working. Wallpaper's ripping. It looks really bad. But other than that, the ride looks good. I think the new My Magic Plus ending is turned off, though, already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get any of them.
Yeah, we couldn't figure that out, so.
Yeah.
Splash was looking
Splash
awesome.
Mountain!
Splash looked legit.
Michael got soaked. It was wonderful. Flipping soaked, man.
Yeah, Splash looked really good.
Yeah. Splash was awesome.
Zippity doo da.
While we were in the queue, we had a Be Our Guest reservation for a hot second.
Yeah.
We almost had it, y'all.
It was so close.
Oh.
But yeah, Splash, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what did we do after
space?
That?
Was it
no,
space?
No, space was later. Pirates?
Yeah. Pirates. We had lunch and then Mermaid.
No, we
split up.
No, we did Pirate.
Jungle Cruise and Pirates.
Yeah, we had
the
Pirates
best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pirates was fine. Pirates was Pirates. I still laugh every time you go through the mermaid effect and they're off.
Yeah.
They removed it. Rough though, wasn't it?
The drop was rough. It was weird.
Yeah.
Hey Sean, they removed the
music's still there though, Joe.
Yeah, but they totally removed everything else though.
Right. No.
Yes.
No, the water splash is still there.
The water splash is still going.
Well, they removed the projection and everything, like the equipment, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But the music and the water splash is still there.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a rum scent effect.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was new to me.
I never noticed it before. At Old Bill.
Old Bill. Yeah. There's a coconut scent.
Yeah. Oh, Bill.
Have a little old time rum with Old Bill.
Jungle Cruise, the speakers were bad.
Yeah.
They weren't?
Okay, so it was just the guy?
I don't know. I thought the guy was good.
The speakers
in the boat.
I heard it fine.
You must have better ears than the rest of us.
No, I heard it fine. It was just like rattling in my ears.
That
might have been where I was sitting though.
He was loud, but.
Yeah, but he was a really good skipper, I thought.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Jungle looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like they had painted some rocks and stuff.
Yeah, and like I noticed the lions were moving more than they usually are, which is it means they're keeping it up.
Yeah. And Ginger Snaps was said in present.
Yes. Yes, they used all the old smile and ginger jokes. And then we did Tomorrowland Terrace, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. so we went to lunch at Tomorrowland Terrace to eat the new menu. It was pretty decent for a Magic Kingdom quick service.
Still mad.
Yes, Nick's chicken tenders were supposed to be tossed in sauce, and they were clearly not.
There were chicken tenders with a thing of sauce on the side and not tossed, and I'm very mad. That's false advertising.
All right, we need to like start blowing through this.
Yeah. Well, we already went over everything at Universal.
Yeah.
Well, what? And then we went. Y'all went and did Mermaid, and we rode Dumbo, right?
Yeah.
Mermaid's so good.
Yeah.
With the Blacklit scene now, it's just so
much
better. Oh,
it's so much better.
Yeah.
It's just a fun little ride, and you just don't have to wait very long.
No.
So it's cool. I did Dumbo for the first time. Cool.
Dumbo's fun.
We did the carousel. We did teacups. We did Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, which they added Monsters University stuff to. Who knew? Space Ranger Spin, and I got a decent score. I still don't know where all the spots are, but, you know, I had fun. Waited a little too long for that, in my opinion, but we did it. And Carousel Progress, the dad in the first scene, his arm is like backwards.
Oh. Apparently, that's been fixed since we came back, though.
So. Oh,
yeah.
I don't think Grace cared for it very much.
Y'all, we had a good ride on Space Mountain.
Yeah, we did.
Kong.
It was fun.
I actually enjoyed it.
Hurt myself. Yeah. Like my back wasn't bothering me after it.
I think those trim brakes did the job.
And shout out to the cast member who was awesome and didn't let the line jumpers through.
Yeah, so
we had line cutters.
We had a fast pass for Space Mountain. And as we were going through, two tour group people jumped into the fast pass line. And when they got to the front, we were like, come on, cast member, do the right thing. Do the right thing. And she sent them out and told them to get back in the regular line. And we applauded. Fantastic, and we laughed at them as they walked by behind the windows. So Magic Kingdom was awesome. Then we went to Sam's.
Let me talk about Skipper Canteen for a second.
Okay. Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, y'all ate there.
I've enjoyed myself both times I've been there, but both times I look at the menu and I kind of just balk at the prices because they're just so high for where you are and what it is. The restaurant is empty, basically. And so we ended up both times we've gotten appetizers instead of entrees. We've been fine eating that. I had the salad. This time the girl said the arepas. And it's all good. But, I mean, 25
I think when we went, the shrimp were $23. The pork one was $24. And it's like, that's just too much for what it is. And then we get back the next day or the 2 days later, and they changed the menu. They got rid of the macaroni and cheese, which we were going to try someday. And then everything else, they increased the prices for the entrees like $1 or $2. So nobody's eating there anyway, and now they're making it more expensive. It just blows my mind. I don't get it.
They got – I'm not – I think they got to A, either change the menu, or B
– drop the prices.
Bring in the alcohol.
Yeah.
Let's do it, y'all.
That would do it, but I don't know.
I just don't see what incentive there is for people to eat there.
No, there is none.
The dining plan people are too freaked out by it.
Right.
And then every other person's like,
it's too expensive. You know,
if I'm going to go get a nice entree, I'm going to go to a nicer restaurant.
Well, I mean, if you were going to take a little kid in there, there's not.
No.
There's nothing there that's like, not even a little kid. Like if you had like a 13 or 14 year old, they're not going to eat like head on shrimp or lamb or, you know what I mean? Like that's not what a 13 or 14 year old eats. So.
And like Shuck said, there's only so high you're willing to pay along with Jungle Cruise puns. Like, there's a line there. So, I don't know. I like the fact that you can walk in and eat anytime, but I don't like the prices. I just think they're unreasonable. But the appetizers are a good meal. So, go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
And they still don't have the souvenir cups.
Yeah.
I do really want to try their soup there, though, but it's just too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot for soup.
But shout out, out to the Tiki Room, because it looked really good this trip.
Yeah, Tiki Room was good.
Yeah,
it still haven't really, really seen good. It.
Oh, you got to see it.
Tiki
you
got to
see the pre-show, too. Clyde and Claude are the best.
Yeah, we saw the whole thing, and it all looked good. Like, nothing was broken. Everything worked. It was nice.
We had our citrus swirl.
Yes.
I had a mini panic attack because it looked different.
It looked different. Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, literally when the guy gave it to Jen because she was the first one to order, I went, what the hell is that? Because, like, the Sean, orange, Sean the orange like, part
try
of
it. Try it. Let me know if it's the real one. Let me know. Try it.
Because the orange part is usually, like, bright orange. And this was, like, dull and almost looked like it was like soft serve, so I was like, what the hell happened? But no, it is the authentic citrus swirl still. It just looks different. And it was delicious. And then we went to Sam's.
Yes.
And we had great awesome bartenders.
Yeah.
Shout out to Skipper Nathan and Skipper Katie. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Sean's future ex-wife.
We drank pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Y'all drank pretty heavily.
Yeah. Me and Mike at one point I had closed my tab out already. And Mike goes, I'm getting another drink. And I'm like, well, guess I'm getting another drink too.
Oh, and that's when me and Jim were like, well, we're gonna go back to Magic Kingdom.
No, y'all like, already left.
Oh, we had?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, because like 10:15, we said we're gonna go to Magic Kingdom. It closed at 11 o'clock, and we left and went to the Magic Kingdom at 10:15.
So I had
at one point my stool was on the ground.
Oh yeah, Mike kept getting lower and lower and lower. For once, I was taller than Mike.
Did it make you feel good, Sean?
It did.
Were you proud of yourself?
Made me feel like a real person.
Oh, but are you on a normal basis then?
I'm kidding. I had two tropical dark and stormies.
So good.
I think that's my favorite drink. A Krakatoa, and I got the Krakatoa glass, and a Hippopotamus Mai Tai, obviously.
Yes.
I almost also bought Mike and Anne's a glass, but I decided against it. I have decided that in October I'm getting the Nautilus.
I love how they encourage you to make the fire go bigger. It's great.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm amazed that that's still a thing.
Yes.
That's one of those things that I was like, there's no way that's going to stick around, right? Like, some idiot's going to burn themselves, and that's going to be gone within, like, 2 weeks. But nope, still there.
And it's so chill there now. Like, it's not packed.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Like, Sam's is awesome now.
The bloggers have moved on. They're no longer buying one drink and sit.
Now everyone's at Disney Springs.
Yeah. They're not sitting there for 5 hours with nursing one of Bud Light or whatever.
Oh, speaking of that, if you go to Sam's and order a Bud Light, they should kick you out.
They do make fun of you.
You don't belong here. You're out. Though, at least the bartenders did make fun of the people that ordered Bud Lights.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
They called it water.
They want two waters.
And then they had the balls to ask for it again.
Yes.
I know.
And they put tonic water in it. Did you see that?
No.
Because tonic water glows slightly under the black light.
Right.
They put a little tonic water in their Bud Lights. They were like fluorescent lime green.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm all aboard the Trader Sam's train now. I love it.
How are you not before? That's what I want to know.
Mike was bitter because he wasn't the Adventurers Club.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It wasn't supposed to be the Adventurers Club, darling.
You don't understand.
And you just wouldn't understand.
And he never tries to help me understand. So.
All right,
you can't. Unless you were there, you really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more, and then it's also a political statement about the Disney company. Like, Pleasure Island wasn't good enough for them, but then they started doing these little boutique bars everywhere. So that's really it. All right. So, yeah, we did that, and then we got back to the cabin and powered through some venison.
We finished off the deer meat.
Yeah, y'all did. Man. I got lost.
And then we went to Universal again the next day and did fun stuff. Met up with Meg and Felipe and
Ricky
and everyone.
Yeah.
We rode One Fish, Two Fish. Yes, and me and Meg won. We didn't get sprayed at all. Everybody else did.
We did Carousel.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
We did Cat in the Hat that doesn't spin anymore.
I did not do Cat in the Hat.
I did not do Cat in the Hat.
We did Poseidon's Fury.
Yes, we
did. I did not do that.
You're not trying to...
I got the...
Why did you do Poseidon's Fury? Like, what position?
I had never done it before.
Oh, okay. Because every time I walk by it, the wait time's like, the next show's like 40 minutes or whatever. And it's like, this time I said 15. I said, it's now or never, girls. So I did it. And I just got my UOAP refillable mugs. I had a mug full of lime Coke Zero. So I was good to go.
Gotcha.
So we did that.
I'm good. I don't need to do it anytime soon.
Something you just do every once in a while.
Yep.
Did Spider-Man. Spider-Man looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's fucking fine. Hulk looks awesome. I want it to open. It looks terrific at night.
Started taking the walls down the day we all left.
And then they put them back up.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, they put them back up?
I should have took a picture because probably nobody ever believes me now.
Well, I was like, are you sure they took down the walls? But then I was like, oh, that's Mike. Mike wouldn't lie about that. So.
Yeah, we walked by. They had team members out front. And you looked, and they had the silver gates out front, and the walls were down in front of the marquee. So I was like, we might ride this today, but it didn't happen. And
he kept checking.
It's not even close.
He was very excited.
Did Hogwarts Express both ways?
Yeah.
Yep. No.
We did.
We did.
We did both ways.
We did. I'm sorry. We did it both ways.
On Monday, we walked on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which never happens.
I feel like I didn't do anything in the studios, basically. Because I didn't do Gringotts at all. Line was too long. Got Florian Fortescue's.
So good.
Delicious.
Yes.
We single rode Gringotts, right? On Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mummy took forever.
Yeah, Mommy was down a lot this trip.
Yeah, it was. It had a lot of problems.
But we did manage to ride it. We rode.
And we're talking about ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. Chocolate raspberry and the salted caramel blondie.
Yeah, yes. So for those who haven't ever been there, you get two scoops. So you can get a scoop of two different things. So this time I got a scoop of strawberry peanut butter and a scoop of chocolate raspberry.
That's the best combination.
No.
Salted caramel blondie and chocolate brownie. No, I mean chocolate raspberry.
Salted caramel blondie and clotted cream.
Wrong.
Clotted cream.
Clotted cream's good.
Wizarding World Neapolitan, y'all.
But strawberry peanut butter and chocolate raspberry is the goat.
I don't really care about the strawberry peanut butter.
Oh, Nick, you're so wrong. You're so wrong.
It's okay.
It's so smooth. It's so good.
It's so smooth, y'all. It's so good.
What's the peanut butter ice cream. Mm.
It's okay. We all have our problems. Sean likes Jungle Cruise.
Yo! How dare you? You forget yourself, sir.
Boys, what am I going to do with y'all?
Nick's from Georgia.
We did Animal Actors, which has been updated for Secret Life of Pets.
Still as adorable as ever. They did not pick me again. I think they just want to pick men and not women.
Oh,
it's my conclusion. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I think they think we're too frail.
We did horror makeup.
Yeah.
Yes, we did horror makeup.
It was a good one, too.
All right, so pretty much property-wide, I had problems with speakers this trip. Like, not being able to understand people. Okay. Like, even the Diagon Alley shows, it just was not clear enough, the audio.
Michael was so close to getting picked this time. Celestina complimented his shirt.
Yeah.
Said she wanted to pick him, but he was too far away.
Yeah.
Okay, John Fu.
We rode Transformers and Men in Black the last day, too.
I didn't do Transformers at all. I didn't do Gringotts or Transformers.
Yeah. They were walk-ons, pretty much.
We rode Gringotts on Friday, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I wrote Gringotts.
Oh, and Whataburger was on the way home, Joe.
It was so good.
Mm. It was the best thing ever.
Mm. We went to Captain T's.
Mm.
Please.
Nope.
I went to McDonald's at the MCO airport.
Whataburger all the way.
Anojitos was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Anojitos.
Oh, yeah.
Anojitos was the best. The guacamole was so good. Mm-hmm.
That was my first time ever seeing the mariachi band.
Salsa music was the bomb.com.
Tejidos has really picked up their game. So,
yeah.
As far as their service and stuff, yeah.
Notice how quiet Joe is because we're talking about Tejidos and he hates us right now.
I haven't been talking that much because it's your trip report.
He's jealous.
I'd never seen the mariachi band before. That was the first time I ever saw them.
Really?
I asked specifically when we sat down if they were coming, and they said 15, 20 minutes. I said, okay.
They're so good.
Uh-huh.
We got to see them twice.
And then we wrote Dragon Challenge afterwards, because that's a great idea.
Yeah, that was.
Dragon Challenge at night, y'all. IOA needs to stay. I'm one of the ones that didn't feel like it, but now I'm like, IOA needs to be open at night. Just open at 1 p.m. That's fine. They just need to stay open till 10 or 11 every night.
Dude, they were busy all day long. They could do it.
Universal was packed. Disney was empty. I will say that. And that's not like a Homer thing that I'm being like. It was just noticeably more crowded at Universal.
Yeah.
Than it was at Disney. But yeah, by the way, at 7 or 8 o'clock, there was a bunch of people there.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
The rides even had hour long waits and stuff.
Yeah, Kong still had an hour long wait when we went back.
Spider-Man had a 20-minute wait at 9:30.
Yeah. Universal, it's time to pull that trigger. Time for that night show.
It's coming.
Yeah, right. Just like it was coming 6 years ago.
Yeah. I tried to get some Gamma Green, but
coming.
They were out of Gamma Green at the Coke Zero machine. at the freestyle machine, so I couldn't
he
try
was
it.
He was very upset.
Yeah, I was a bad UOAP this trip. I didn't get my plastic card or my refillable mug.
Tisk tisk.
Lame. I've been down there. I've been down there two times, and I haven't gotten the refillable mug yet since they've been on sale.
Well, I'm getting one in October, hands down.
Yeah, I'll get my plastic pass in October, too.
It'll be good to have during Horror Nights if you can use it the whole night.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I would assume it probably...
So, well, here's my experience. The machine tells you you have 13 hours. Like, it's supposed to be good for the day you're there.
Okay.
So I don't know if it adjusts to the park hours or not, but it told me 13 hours every time you'd scan it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We'll find out.
Gonna be so much fun.
Yes.
So any other thoughts about the trip?
Dragon Challenge Ops Team and Rock and Roller Coaster Ops Team are pretty bad.
Yeah, the Dragon Challenge Ops Team's garbage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grace and I almost died on Dragon Challenge.
No, you didn't.
We almost died.
No, you didn't. So the guy behind them was too big for the seat. So they unlatched the seat to get him out.
And the guy and they're like, we're ready to go. That didn't happen. We're yelling and screaming, we're not ready to go. We're freaking out, guys. Scariest time of my life.
To send them without relocking their row.
Scariest time of my life.
Oh, it was funny. Because I looked at Mike and Nick and I said, they think they're going to send them without relocking their row, and they're freaking out about it.
Scariest time of my life, guys, but I survived.
Oh, Forbidden Journey was really, really dark.
Yeah.
Like, I literally couldn't see anything dark.
Oh, and Gringotts was off. The timing was off a little bit when I went one time.
Well, that happens sometimes. But Forbidden Journey, I literally couldn't see anything.
They're still playing around with Forbidden Journey for some reason.
6 years later, they're still tinkering. Yeah. So yeah, a lot of fun.
Yep.
Good trip. Ready for October. I got my flights last night. And I just got an email today. That my flight getting there gets in 15 minutes earlier than it was supposed to.
Yes.
More time for Horror Nights.
So we're officially setting those dates now.
6th to the 10th.
Okay.
And I'm there entire day on the 10th.
The 10th is Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
And spoiler alert, Hoopty Review is sold out.
Yeah, we know.
R.I.P. Hoopty.
So we don't get to go anymore?
Correct.
Nope. Now we're just going to do liquid dinner at Sam's. Just inject it right into my veins. Give me all the rum. Oh, we have to go to Strongwater Tavern in October.
Eh.
Rum Captains, Nick.
Trader Sam's has better rum.
Brian gave a good review of it, so I'm excited.
I mean, you guys are staying there, so we'll be over there.
Yeah. Somewhere. Yeah, we'll go there for sure, so.
Yeah.
I'm tired, y'all.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Yep.
Time for some Big Brother.
Anything else?
No, it was a good trip. We want to make this a tradition.
Yeah.
We want to take over an entire row of cabins.
But not in July.
It really wasn't that bad.
No, it really wasn't.
Okay, the Magic Kingdom day was horrendous.
The only thing that sucked is we went to the pool the one night, me, Nick, and Jen.
It was like a bathtub.
It was worse than it was like a hot tub. It was literally just like a hot tub.
That was Magic Kingdom day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We went back to Fort Wilderness and we were like, oh, we're gonna cool off in the pool. I guess the pool was like, nope. Sit on the sad.
JK.
All right, y'all. It's been real. It's been nice. It's been real nice. But it's time to go.
Peace out.
Hey, cool. Nick, where can we find you at?
At ParkScopeNick on Twitter.
Awesome. Sean, we know you're, you don't want to.
Deepest, darkest corners of your imagination.
Mike, you're blocked.
The Tower of Terror.
Mike, you're not, you're private, so no one can follow you. And you're not even on Twitter, so who cares?
Hey, y'all can hashtag me all day because I stalk my hashtags on Michael's Twitter now.
There you go. So,
hashtag
you can,
me all day.
You can follow all of us at Parkscope. You can go to parkscope.net. Go leave a good review on iTunes under Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. That'd be super nice. Just saying.
That'd be super.
Thanks for asking.
Admit how amazing we are, guys. Just
super.
You know it's true.
Thanks for asking.
Super.
So, Mike, do you want to close us out?
Love everybody. Hate everything. Kungaloosh.